I'm on a board. Yeah, he's been off the wagon 2 years.
Off the wagon?
I think it's off the wagon.
I think it's on the wagon.
You're back on the wagon.
Right off the wagon.
What the hell do you know about wagon?
I know enough not to get on them.
Told you.
It's time to get on or get off. Play some bandwagon.
Bandwagon.
All right, Sean. The nature boy, Ric Flair.
Woo!
Has something new coming out called Flair Spirits. Flair Vodka. Flair Gin. Flair Bourbon. Flair Tequila. And Flair Woo Ski.
Oh, my goodness. How has this not existed already? Like, after all these years, you'd think that would have been, like, the first thing he got into.
Well, you know, Hulk Hogan has beer.
Yeah.
So Ric Flair's got booze.
Yeah. I don't hate him for it.
Woo Ski.
I don't know about the Woo Ski. We'll see. We'll see.
Now, you're going to buy one of each of these just to try it because of Woo Ric Flair. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
One of each?
One of each.
I'm off the bandwagon.
Well, one of the stuff that you drink. Like, if you don't drink gin, okay, I can see you not buying the gin.
But I will buy the Woo Ski for sure.
The Woo Ski.
I'll have the Woo Ski and a Coke. No doubt, all day.
And a cola.
And a cola. A liter of cola. A liter of cola. I'll have it. No, I'm on the bandwagon for sure. I will try. I like the, the 3.5% Hulk Hogan beer. Like, I'm not all about that. I might as well go buy Milwaukee's Best or Keystone.
Milwaukee's
or something
Beast.
Like that. Yeah. But the Wooski, I'm all about.
Little Schaefer. Little Schlitz.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Little Schlitz. That takes me back.
Genesee.
I will definitely try that. Lil B, I don't know if you are partaking the spirit drink realm, but...
My beer is
buying
Rhine
this?
Gold.
I'll try the tequila.
You try the tequila?
Yeah, I don't drink all the time, but I do like tequila shots, so I'll be down for the tequila.
All right. That's something. Man, you and the tequila. My wife would be down for the tequila, too.
So, here's the thing. I drink everything but the gin.
Yeah?
But I have relatives who drink the gin. That when they came down, I would go buy the gin.
Yeah. Or but, just get it from up here.
The
free booze.
Vodka? Yes. Tequila? Yes. Bourbon? Yes. And of course, gotta try the limited edition collector bottle. Woo-ski.
So the Woo-ski's different than, you just said they have a, he has
it's
a bourbon?
Different than the bourbon, yes.
Okay. I'd try the bourbon, too.
I'm totally in on this.
Yeah.
It's got to be better than the Hulk Hogan beer.
Is that out? Like, officially out? Or
not
out
yet. Coming soon.
All right.
I have heard that... I have not had the Hulk Hogan beer, but I have heard it is...
Ass. Could have told you that one. All day drinker. Yeah.
All right. Number two. Is Tom Brady considering coming out of retirement?
No!
Well, it'd be interesting because, right, he's now a part owner of the Raiders. He would have to give up his ownership if he's going to play.
Well,
but
you know, he would have to give up the broadcasting thing if he's going to play.
Why, that too.
Why couldn't you own and play?
I don't think you can own and play.
Why?
You got a player CBA. How does that doesn't fit in the CBA?
You can only choose one side and vote on that side.
So... Tom Brady, who has won five Super Bowl MVPs, seven Super Bowls, three MVPs, 15 Pro Bowls, six All Pros, two Offensive Player of the Year.
GOAT!
Well, supposedly he might want an Olympic gold medal.
Oh boy, here we go.
According to reports... With flag football set to make its Olympic debut in 2028, Tom Brady reportedly wants to play for Team USA. According to the report, he wants the gold medal. And what better way to be the GOAT in return of the sport he loves by helping his country win gold? He knows he'd be able to help and excel in that environment since his life is very scheduled and he still maintains a tight regimen. Many things could fall into place for him around that time. With the Olympics being in L.A., he wouldn't have to travel far. And it would culminate, obviously, in one of the best birthdays ever. He's still in tremendous shape. But does he want to play? Now, here's the thing. He's 47.
How could he play, though?
It's flag football.
Yeah, but under the stipulations that have still yet to be decided, like, those players have to come from one of the NFL teams.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
The NFL has agreed to let players play in it.
Uh-huh.
But they don't all, like, it's not mandated they have to be NFL players.
Oh, they could be like UFL, college.
Yeah, they could just, you know, the idea of just NFL players are permitted because the NFL would have to allow them to play. Otherwise, they would all be disqualified. Brady would be 50 by the time the 28 Olympics come around. But could you imagine with everything he has accomplished to then also add on, oh, and I got this shiny, fat gold medal.
Yeah.
So, you would 100% watch Olympic flag football if Tom Brady was the quarterback. Are you on off the bandwagon?
On the bandwagon. And he's got to find a way to actually do it, right? Do you think he's going to let, like, Eli Manning, you know, win an Olympic gold medal before he does? Or, like, Philip Rivers or somebody else that, like, Michael Vick. Michael Vick's coming out of retirement. He's going to help win the gold for Team USA.
Phil is the only one who didn't win a Super Bowl. They should really try to help him win the gold because he didn't win a Super Bowl.
I mean,
he's got like 11 kids to feed, right?
That's low-hanging fruit. I don't think there's any way Tom Brady does, but I would like to see it. I would definitely watch it. I think I might watch anyway. Like, Justin Jefferson's all about it. If one of the best receivers in the game's all about it, I have to believe, like, other top players are as well.
Could you imagine Justin Jefferson catching dimes from Tom Brady?
I could.
Would that be a touchdown literally every single play?
Yes, almost.
I mean, who outside of the NFL can cover Justin Jefferson?
Hell,
what three people outside of the NFL could cover Justin Jefferson?
Now you're going to have me looking at, like, the origin of, like, some of the best cornerbacks and safeties in the NFL.
But they
like,
ain't playing. They're not from, you know, whatever other country. They're all from here.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, who's going to rival Team USA in the Olympics in a few years? Was it 2028?
28.
Yeah. I'm all about it, though. I'm definitely watching Tom Brady.
I'm 100% on, but it's like what y'all just said. I just want to see how other countries match up against us. Like, let's say our three wideouts is like Tyreek Hill, Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase. Like, who's stopping that?
I want to see if the U.S. can score 100 points every game.
I don't know if it's going to be Tyreek Hill in 3 years, though.
Right? Just like how the original Dream Team, you know, when the NBA players came out and they just blasted everybody by like 50 points.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see if the U.S. goes out there and just scores 100 points in every game because you know nobody could possibly keep up with them.
Now, do these guys have to play both ways?
No. It's flag football. So
flag football.
Yeah, you don't have to play both ways.
Like, I don't know that I've ever not played both ways in flag football.
Well, look, just because you go both ways doesn't mean everybody else does.
Yeah, you should go both ways.
Yeah, I try to only go one way.
So what's a roster size going to be? Like, these are all things they have to decide upon.
Yeah, that's to be decided upon. But, yeah. Man, if Brady's the quarterback, there will be that would be the biggest draw of every – Tom Brady quarterback, that is literally you're getting massive, massive draw. The whole country, every football fan in this country, of which is like 90% of this country, they are going to watch Tom Brady be the quarterback.
Better chance Tom Brady's the quarterback or Pat Mahomes?
I don't think Mahomes will be the quarterback. I don't think Mahomes is going to put himself out there. He's more worried about getting a ring.
Lamar.
Same thing.
No current NFL quarterback. Would you put a current NFL quarterback ahead of Tom Brady?
If I were an NFL GM,
mm-hmm.
There's no way in hell I'd let my starting quarterback go to the Olympics.
What if it's Deshaun Watson?
Well, he's not my starting quarterback.
Could you imagine? What if it's Deshaun Watson? It's like, I got to pay the sucker anyway, but we really don't want him to play for us. So, sure, go ahead.
Assuming that your teammates don't give you a code red.
His contract, they'd be out of that contract by 28, though.
Yes, I think they got 2 more years of hell.
Yeah.
And then they're going to catch another year of hell after they let him out of it and have to accelerate all that money to the cap.
See, the Team USA quarterback is going to be like the sixth alternate, like of the Pro Bowl. You know, there's a good chance it could be Deshaun Watson because of that.
You know, but I think it'd be hilarious if it's Phil Rivers. Didn't win the Super Bowl, but he's going to get a Goldie. Let's go.
That'd be awesome.
Obviously, I'm on the bandwagon.
All right.
Number three. Don't be a what?
A bia.
Much worse. A woman almost landed in jail because she had a bumper sticker with a very bad word on it.
Hmm.
The bumper sticker said, live, laugh, love, and it was crossed out with a red line. And then it said, don't be a...
bleeper?
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Ah, yeah. That's a naughty one.
That's a doozy. That's a word that, like, you just don't say. That's one of,
it's
like...
one of the seven dirty words.
The ultimate
bad
words.
Mm-hmm.
So, Georgia Venables, well, she's found herself getting hauled off to court because her Peugeot... was found to be in possession of what were called weaponized bumper stickers.
What is a Peugeot?
A Peugeot is a French automobile.
Oh.
I'm looking to see if it says where this happened.
Probably in France.
She found herself getting pulled over by the same constable because one of her stickers used that C word.
But it was crossed out, right?
No, that wasn't crossed out. Oh. Live, laugh, love was crossed out.
Oh.
She's describes herself as a part-time rebel and full-time car decorator. Said she wanted to give her car a little personality and humor, but instead she was accused of causing harassment, alarm, and distress to the point where she was almost put on trial before the case was dropped. Among the 40 messages she had on her car were... if my driving offends you, F off. Caution, watch out for the idiot behind me. And then an illustration of Donald Duck flipping the bird.
These are all good. Solid.
However, don't be a see you next Tuesday, apparently, was the one that got her in trouble. For 2 years, she's had the car. She spent 80 euros... or 80 pounds, I don't know if that's a pound or a euro because the resolution is not great, on her stickers. It's about, say, let's say 2 pounds for every sticker.
Oh, she's going to get fined for all of them?
According to a survey carried out by her, no one is offended by her display. She said, I once had an old man outside the supermarket standing, reading them and laughing. He said I had a good sense of humor. I put them on because I like how they looked. I never put them on to offend anybody. Now, I will tell you, her stickers are not as offensive as her face.
Oh. That's mean.
She got a bulldog face. So she said she's been stopped in the past, and the officer asked her to remove it, so she did. But then she said, I was stopped for no reason. I was told this is getting summoned to court, and it was the same officer. She said, I just want the police to leave me alone so I can go about my life because I do like to go for a night drive. These cops were being see you next Tuesdays. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
On the bandwagon. Rob Torres co-signs that on the YouTube. It says, sounds like that constable should have taken the advice of the bumper sticker. I agree. The only way I could see around this, it was like why they would find it like inappropriate to have on a car is like if like they didn't want like kids to see those kinds of words, but you know, it's her personal property. Like put whatever the heck you want on your car. It doesn't matter to me. Like I don't understand the term offended, to be honest with you. I don't get offended by anybody that just has crap on their car or whatever. Do what you do, man. I'm all good with it. So, on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm on the bandwagon too. This cop was a definition of bored. He had nothing better else to do. Because like you said, the definition of being offended, I feel like just, you know, people get offended by anything these days. So,
oh well, yeah, and what is it really?
Come yeah. On. So the definition
of feelings hurt.
Yeah.
And look, in other countries, they don't have the same right to free speech that we do.
True.
And in this country, you can fly a flag that says F the 46th president of the United States.
If the see you next Tuesday word was spelled with a K instead of the C, would it have made a difference in this case? Gets the point across, but it's
probably
not.
I don't think it makes a difference. I think it's still the same word.
Oh.
Although in this country, you know, it better be 1K.
True.
But,
yeah, good point.
Yeah, I think the cop was probably being a see you next Tuesday. Although I also think that our driver is also a see you next Tuesday.
Agreed.
So
I love that acronym, though.
Bandwagon? Yes.
Bandwagon.
That's all the time we got.
No! All right. Hope you enjoyed us playing the bandwagon with you. 713-572-4610. We got a couple segments left. It is Memorial Day. If you'd like to hit us up with a name close to you, somebody you're familiar with that paid the ultimate sacrifice, and you'd like to honor them on this day on this station, you can do those. 713-572-4610. Text them in. Call in, even, and we'll do it. We'll get back to a little Astro conversation, talk about what's upcoming for them next. It's Area 45.